Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Veteran Construction Services.
That would be me.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good, what can I do for you?
Good. Well, the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Veterans Construction on that first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
To search, yes. I haven't used it as a business device. On some level, everybody that I know that went with Google Ads or any of that kind of stuff, they never generated enough income or enough action off of it to warrant the cost.
The Google Ads, those can be pricey because with those you pay per click, right? And clicks don't always turn into calls and calls don't always turn into jobs. I'm not calling about the Google Ads. This would just be the Google Local. And with that, it's, you know how when you do the search, the map of the local area, it'll pop up in the middle of the page?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And there are pages and pages of results in there. But on that first page, there's just a handful that'll fit in each neighborhood. Does that sound familiar?
Right. If I want to do something, I think what I'm looking to do is to if anybody searches Dex, I don't want them just to find me in Vineland. I want them to find me, for a wider area. And I'm more or less, let me sort of cut to the chase. Right now I'm working with Angie's and I'm doing okay with it. I'm doing pretty well. The problem with Angie's is that they sell the same lead to a whole bunch of people, and there's two different methods of going to market. There's Angie Ads and there's Angie Leads. If you do Angie Ads, every time you get a lead, you're charged whatever they consider the value of that lead. So if you get a siding lead, for instance, it's like $175. Well, if some stupid shit, has a piece of siding that blows off in a rainstorm, even though that's not a siding job, it's a repair, you still get clicked for $175. So Angie Leads is very pricey. You set your budget's $20,000-$30,000 a month, and you, generally speaking, most guys get killed that way.
Right.
Angie Ads is a whole different thing, and it has its own hiccups. Angie Ads, you can go on there and you can say, I want to, you might just be looking for, hey, what's the cost, to do a kitchen? Just tire kicking, right? Well, if you're on Angie Ads, you pay, you set a budget, and then they give you, on a pro rata basis, they give you the leads of anybody that applies for a kitchen. And they it's a little hard to explain this. So they may have, they don't know that they're going to get 10,000 leads a month or 2,000 leads a month. But on a pro rata basis, if a lead comes in for a kitchen, it comes to you. Now, you may get a tire kicking ad or a tire kicking lead, or you may get somebody who's seriously looking to do a kitchen. The advantage that Angie Ads has is that it's a much, much lower spend. The disadvantage is that you get dipshits that are just trying to figure out, I live in a very small house. I don't have a lot of income, but I want to, I want a mega pool like I see on TV. How much does it cost? Having no intention of ever buying it. So having said that, I would like to be laser focused on the highest profit stuff. Dex, that kind of stuff is wonderfully profitable. You get in, you get out, you move on. But what I'm concerned about is everybody that calls, and you're actually like the first person I've actually taken the call from. Usually I just say no thank you and move on. But if I can get laser focused on decks and I can do a zip code type, where my name pops to the top of the Google search, if that's the case, I would be interested in trying that. But then what I really want to know is what kind of budget would I have to have in order to make it viable?
Good question. Okay, so you said you wanted a larger area and kind of by zip code. So in terms of
I don't want just Vineland. I want Atlantic County and Cumberland County.
Okay, that's perfect. That's what I was looking for. Okay.
Or like what I would like is I like to pick the communities if I could, and then just say like Sicklerville, Williamstown. And then some of the other towns. Is that a viable thing?
I believe so. I'm just messaging my director, John, for that area to see if we can pick and choose those specific towns, Sicklerville, Williamstown, and then,
Vineland, Millville, Buna, I can tick off the towns that were most successful in and where the highest dollar volume is.
Okay. Let me grab him and then I'll get the pricing. And then really the hard part about getting to that first page, it's not for the local listings. It's not really the cost. It's the availability of the area, and that we have. That's why we were assigned to that area today. And that's for Vineland, but I'm going to grab John to give me the details about those other areas that you listed off. I've got them.
Well, let's do this. I had to run into my eye doctor's office and drop off a piece of paper. Let's reconnoiter in about 10 minutes.
Okay. And
does that work for you?
I have him right here. He's got
that's fine.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
Hey, Mike.